Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heartbeat of Detroit Sports. My name's Rick, and I hope you guys are all having a great night so far. I'm recording this. It's about just after 11 o'clock. I know, a little late to be recording a podcast, but it was the only free time I had to do it. So before we get into our talk about Detroit sports, we have a couple big things going on around Detroit sports this week. But before we get into that, we're going to go around the league first like we always do. For all you NFL fans, there's not a whole lot going around the NFL. The small story of the week was something about Russell Wilson and how he might be a little more lean going into this season versus how he did last year. But other than that, not a lot going around the NFL at the moment. So to start off the show, we're going to start off with the NHL. Stanley Cup Finals are finally here. Yes, Vegas versus Florida. Game one happened last night. And, you know, me personally, I'm rooting for the underdog. I want the Florida Panthers to win because Bobrovsky, one of the best goalies in the league, he has been for a while. It took him a while to get his footing in Florida, but you know, it's that time. He's playing really well. Hopefully he can get the series won for the Florida Panthers, as well as Tkachuk. Tkachuk, another big piece that Florida added last year. But let's dive into game one. So game one, not starting off real good for Florida. Vegas ended up taking game one 5-2. Towards the end of the game, got a little scrappy. Matthew Tkachuk got thrown out of the game, which led to a power play for Vegas, which kind of sealed the deal. So that was really game one. Yeah, final score, 5-2. Other news in the NHL, Mike Babcock, former Red Wings coach, has been rumored to potentially be signing with the Columbus Blue Jackets. They say the reason that that may have not been announced yet is due to his past contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So who knows? Maybe by the time the finals are done and June's over, maybe we'll see Mike Babcock as the new head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. So that's about all that really happened in the NHL this past week. Now let's get into the NBA Finals. Yes, NBA Finals started this week as well. Started Thursday night. And we had game two tonight, so I'm going to be breaking down those two games here real quick. So game one, Nuggets are home. They took game one against the Heat in this series. Funny you should say. Also rooting for the Heat because, you know, underdogs. Why don't you want to root for the underdogs? I get it. Nikola Jokic on the Nuggets is a beast, and we'll be getting into that here in a minute. But yeah, game one, the Heat struggled to shoot. You know, just their key players, Adebayo and Butler, not really hitting their shots in that first game. And on the other side, Jokic and Murray, they stole the show for the team. The final for game one was 104-93. Denver had the win. But game two tonight, the Heat came back and won game two. Yeah, it was a tough battle. I didn't really get to sit down and watch a lot of it, but from looking at the score sheet, it looked like it was a close battle the majority of the way. 20-point scorers from Miami were Vincent, Butler, and Adebayo. And then on the other side, on Denver's side, even though you had Jokic scoring 41 points and Murray over here with his usual 18 to 20 points, they still couldn't pull it off. So the Heat were able to really clamped down on the remainder of that Nuggets team for game two. So that's about everything we have for the NBA Finals. So series is tied at one, and that'll be going back to Miami, I believe, on Tuesday. So to kind of loop in the Detroit basketball news that we actually have, this past week, Pistons have found their head coach. Yeah, no more Dwayne Casey. He's moved to the front office in Detroit. You know, didn't really get anywhere with the Pistons. You know, everyone said when we first signed him that he was a development guy. And that didn't really prove to happen. Although there was a lot of shuffling in the front office going on. So it took them a while to get that going. I think, though, that they got a couple good draft picks while he was coach. So hopefully maybe a new coach coming in will push those guys that were drafted to the next step. So in the head coach signings, Monty Williams, 6 years, $78.5 million. He is the former coach of the Phoenix Suns, who actually have been making the playoffs very frequently in the last few years. They made the finals once, did not win the finals, but you know, It's one thing to say you were there, though. Got to be doing something right. So, my opinion on this signing, I'm not quite sure yet because I'm not really sure how Monty Williams is as a coach, if he's an offensive coach, a defensive coach. But from the way Phoenix has played it, it seems like he's more of a offensive coach. So, who knows? Maybe this Detroit team needs to be taking the next step from the offensive side. I mean, they got the talent. They got the raw talent there to be a good shooting team. They just need the right coaching staff to guide these players into doing so. But Detroit teams have also been always known to be a defensive front team. So hopefully this coach has something up his sleeve to be able to turn this team into a defensive juggernaut in a league that's all about shooting. So that's kind of my thoughts about that. But, you know, that's been a while since we've been excited about something for the Pistons. So maybe this is the thing that will finally get us excited. And hopefully it's the right coach in place to get this team back to where they need to be. Because if you listen to my first episode of this podcast, I said the Pistons were at the bottom of the barrel of Detroit sports. I had the Lions on top, the Wings in second, Tigers in third, and the Pistons at fourth. But now, moving on to the Tigers talk for the week. Not a good week for the Tigers. 2-5 over their last 7, 4-6 over the last 10. I don't really have a split on who was good and who was bad because it just seemed like it was all bad this week. So, but a few bad things that happened for Detroit this week. Some injuries coming up. Matt Vierling got hurt the other day in a game. I don't remember specifically what his injury was. Riley Green, Alex Fido, and E-Rod all injured. E-Rod and Riley Green, big pieces of this Tigers team. Kind of sucks to see them go down when they're so close to being a 500 team. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when it comes to filling in those slots. You know, those are guys that are key pieces to your team that are going to help you get out of this so-called rebuild someday, hopefully. As long as we don't trade E-Rod at the deadline, that is. And now with him being out injured potentially for 6 weeks, same with Green, you know, it's less likely that he's going to be getting traded. So, or at least I'd hope we don't choose to trade him now because his value now is going to be a lot lower than what it was. And, you know, other teams in the past, knowing when Al Avila was the GM, could easily get away with, oh, this guy was hurt for this long, so we can't give you the value that you think he's worth, so take what we're going to give you or leave it. At least that's what it always seemed like to me, other than the fact of Al Avila maybe not being that great of a general manager. So hopefully Harris does the right thing when E-Rod comes back and chooses to keep him and maybe talk him into staying if, you know, the trade deadline goes by and no one's given the right deal for him. And when it comes to Green being injured, you know, he's been the key for this offense over the last month. Been the guy with what I believe they said on the radio today during the White Sox-Tigers game was he's had some of the most pop and produced most of the offense for this team over the last month. So a lot of guys are going to have to step up. You know, Torkelson, Baez, Haas, you know, they've been hitting, but they haven't necessarily been hitting for power. So hopefully these guys can start to get some of that pop back in their bats and put some balls over the fence so that these Tigers can pull out some wins while these guys are away. Other hopeful things is that Skubal's going to be back here in the next couple weeks. I believe he was just sent to Western Michigan to get his rehab assignment started. At least that's what I heard earlier on the radio. And other than that, the next thing that happened earlier this week was Jake Marisnyk, former Houston Astro, now Detroit Tiger. He is on the Tigers now. Wow, that was such an interesting transition into saying that. Don't know why I said it like that. But yeah, so Marisnyk, a very defensive center fielder. You know, I think all Detroit sports, in a sense, defense is the key thing that looks like all these Detroit teams need. Lions, Tigers, Red Wings, Pistons, their defense just, it needs a little more work. For some, at least. Others need a lot more. But yeah, so Mariznick is a big step in the right direction, at least in the outfield, while Green is out, at least, to hold down center field. You know, he's been around the league a while, and, you know, he knows how to be in the right place at the right time. I haven't been able to say anything about that, or anyone that I know has really been able to say anything about that since the likes of Johnny Peralta, who was a former shortstop for the Tigers. You know, it always seemed like he was in the right place at the right time, and gosh, Tigers need defenders like that. You know, other teams can score runs if you have good defenders, so hopefully this team defensively can pick it up as well as offensively. Other things that happened for the Tigers this week, Reese Olson got his major league call up this past week and made his major league debut, starting pitcher, and he only gave up 2 runs in his first start against the White Sox here. And, you know, that's huge for a young pitcher coming up to Detroit, knowing that the team is not in the best scenario to necessarily go out there and get you wins every time you go out there every 5 days. So for him to give his hitters a chance to win him a ball game, even though they didn't, you know, at least he was holding up his end of the bargain. So, yeah, you know, hopefully things for the Pistons start to turn around and all these teams start looking like they all want to fight for the number one seed for the best team in Detroit sports. As of right now, Lions have it locked up. Red Wings slowly coming up from behind at number 2. Who knows about the Tigers, you know? I wish I could say the Tigers were ready to take the next step. And I think they're taking a next step, but not the next step, you know? When it comes to the Tigers, they need to really they need to get a lot of these guys back from injury, for one. Casey Mize not due back till next year. Skubal, hopefully about to come back soon and with his rehab start going well. Gosh, I don't know why that was so hard to say. But, yeah, get these guys back from injury. And, you know, as long as the guys that are in the lineup right now can hold them close, you know, maybe we could be talking about some important September baseball, August-September baseball here in the next couple months. Thanks again for listening to the Heartbeat of Detroit Sports podcast. It's been great talking to you guys. See y'all next time.